immigrant. As of this date, January 28, 2024, it appears that we are on the edge of a civil war. The topic is the same as the prior civil war back in the 1800s when Abraham Lincoln was president. And that is slavery. Only this time, it's not black versus white, or white versus black, or slave owners with only black personnel versus the slave owners being white. Skin color has nothing to do with anything regarding slavery. Slavery has everything to do with consciousness. What are we going to permit to enslave our consciousness? This is closely related to a treatment that was finished yesterday on the title of Border. Again, it referred to consciousness. Everything about Christian Science and the system of divine metaphysics is based on consciousness. There are three very important quotes at the beginning of Science and Health. In fact, it's even a preface to the preface text. They are from John, who is quoting Jesus. Number one, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Number two is from Shakespeare. There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. And number three from Mary Baker Eddy. Oh, thou hast heard my prayer, and I am blessed. This is thy high behest. As has been detailed in prior recordings, this is really the system of divine metaphysics. On page 146 of Science and Health, Mary Baker Eddy states the following: System of Divine Metaphysics. Divine metaphysics is now reduced to a system, to a form comprehensible by and adapted to the thought of the age in which we live. This system enables the learner to demonstrate the divine principle upon which Jesus' healing was based, and the sacred rules for its present application to the cure of disease. Everything is based on consciousness. Our entire life is based on our thoughts and what universal thoughts that we accept, or rather don't take an aggressive position against, that are universal thoughts and beliefs. It's like an empty closet. Our consciousness will fill up with all kinds of things that are undesirable unless we take a very vivid and strong position against that happening. We must protect our door of thought, our consciousness. One of the popular photos or images of Christ Jesus is him standing at a doorway, knocking on it. He's knocking on our door of thought. Are we going to open it? Are we going to let the Christ thought into our consciousness and let it lead us in every thought, speech, and action? An immigrant is someone that is seeking residence somewhere besides their source. They think their source is a country. We all have the same source, and it is not a country. It is our consciousness. And our consciousness can either let the real one and only God be our guide with its qualities of mind, or we can let anything else be our guide. Or if we're passive, it's like an empty closet. It will fill up with things that are unorganized, probably things we don't need or will never use. And if there is something there that is useful and we want to find it, it's a big task to go through all of the unorganized things to find it. It's a big waste of time. We must have everything in our consciousness organized and structured according to divine principle. And we must make sure that we realize that the plan and design of everything, including divine principle, is love. If we had a good friend that was in need and he knocked on our door, would we let him in? Would we listen to him? Would we try to assist him? Of course. We are all one brethren. But how about if somebody had a ramming rod trying to break our door down, and they had automatic machine guns, and they say, "You better open the door or we're going to break it down. We want everything that you've got in there. We're going to rob and steal and maybe do things not very good to all the individuals in there." What should be our position? Should we just open the door and say, "Here, take everything. It's yours"? Mary Baker Eddy tells us we should stand porter at the door of thought. Now remember, Shakespeare said, "Nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so." So what are we going to have in our thought? Are we going to let the immigrant force his way into our thought and take control of it? Or are we going to have law enforcement on our border to make sure that we only let in God-like thoughts and that we are friends only with God-like activities, where we are all aimed in the same direction, which is improving character to be more like Christ Jesus and others who have been following in the path of truth? There should be not a single immigrant in our consciousness that was not invited by the qualities of God, reflecting the qualities of God. And that includes principle. Principle doesn't have anything to do with force. It doesn't have anything to do with deceit. Truth doesn't permit deceit at all. And the truth of principle is that principle is based on truth. Just like the mind of principle is based on intelligence and wisdom and knowing. It's based on capability. It's based on facility, functionality. It's based on spiritual senses. Seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling, all which are based on spirit. Because God is defined with spirit being the only substance, and in spirit being flawless, and therefore transparent, and therefore reflective. Is that the kind of principle that we should be living? You bet it is. We must know or be striving to get an improved understanding of what each of the seven synonymous terms for God mean. We have a document that is entitled All Treatment Standards, Definitions, Quotes, and Summaries. And it is some of the basics that we should be thinking about and letting guide our every thought, speech, and action. It includes such things as the three introductory quotes to the textbook, which were reviewed at the beginning of this recording. It includes definitions of God from both Recapitulation, page 465, which is a summary of the first 13 chapters, as well as from the Glossary, page 587, the definition of good, the scientific statement of being, and many other helpful things that will get us on the right track at the beginning of our treatment. One of the key quotes is from Solomon, the son of David, King David, the one that slew Goliath. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." Is that what the immigrant is doing? Is the immigrant seeking first the kingdom of God? If that immigrant is not seeking first the kingdom of God, we should not let that immigrant into our consciousness. So in other words, any thought that we have, don't let it in and cultivate it and nurture it and entertain it unless it is seeking God first. Don't worry about not having food, shelter, or clothing. That is not our concern. That will be taken care of if we seek God first. The wealthiest man in the world right now is deemed to be far ahead of number two or number three, all the others. But he is far behind Solomon in material wealth. Solomon had a wealth that is yet to be matched by anyone. And he didn't work for wealth. He worked for justice. He asked God to give him the wisdom to judge his people fairly. That's what we need to do. Just like we need to follow in the footsteps of Christ Jesus, we also need to follow in the footsteps of King Solomon. Because King Solomon reminded us to go to God first. It's like Abraham. Abraham was willing to give up his first son. He was ready to slew him because he understood that's what God wanted. And that was his most precious thing, was his son. But that was a misunderstanding. God wanted him to slew any material concept that he was following. And when Abraham understood that, then he ceased what was going to be the execution of his son. In the prior recording about border, it was emphasized that our border should be infinite in dimension, but be like Mary Baker Eddy stated, that we should bar our door against thieves and murderers. On a human level, we should be barring the borders of our country against all thieves and murderers. We need to practice what we are praying about. If we're trying to cleanse our thought, we have to also be taking speech and action, which is along the same lines as the thought that we are cultivating. And if we can't trust people to abide by a border that is on a map, then we must have a security that enforces the border. Mary Baker Eddy says, we should not enter into an immoral atmosphere except in the intent to purify it. Well, we shouldn't let anyone come into the country unless they're here to do good for the country. And they must abide by the laws of the Constitution. That doesn't mean that they come there with a ramrod and machine guns and try to take over and control and enslave the population within the country. It's the opposite of what an immigrant should be doing. An immigrant needs to get up to the level of goodness before they try to cross over the bridge. The bridge from where they're coming from to where they think they should be going. But if they have problems, why don't they try to solve the problems where they came from? That should be their first goal. If they're going to rise up and try to take over a government, they should try it with their own government. They should try to purify their own thought, purify their own government, and be an example for everyone else. We need to be an example for everyone else. We should be like a lighthouse. We should be doing what we are supposed to be doing, which is shining our light. We should let our light shine. Let our light be a leader and example to everyone else. Everyone should be an example and a leader to everyone else. Lead their thought into the consciousness of the Christ. Mr. Rawson was one of the greatest practitioners of all time since Mary Baker Eddy. He said that our goal should be to make other people happy. He didn't say let them walk all over you. He didn't say let them bring their guns in and try to kill us and control us. No, that's what we bar our doors against, like Mary Baker Eddy says, against thieves and murderers. Anyone that tries to steal our freedom is a thief. A corrupt government that tries to steal our freedom is corrupt and a thief. We don't let them do it. We have to stand up for principle. Mary Baker Eddy says she makes strong demands on love. Love is a two-edged sword. It cuts through the garbage and it stands there as a guard against anything that is not right. It is both the carrot and the stick. It attracts the goodness and it enforces it with a discipline. We don't let a child run across the street on his own when he doesn't have the foggiest idea what danger he's in. 3 or 4 year old toddler that doesn't know anything about what to do and just runs out there. We don't let that happen if we have a conscience. No, we protect the child. Well, what is our children? Our children is our thoughts. Are we going to protect them? Or are we going to let them be invaded by and taken over and enslaved by an uninvited guest? They're not a guest if they're uninvited. A guest means something that we want to willingly have in our atmosphere. The definition of God tells us what we should let have happen and be residing in our consciousness. Mary Baker Eddy defines God on page 465 as incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. That's our friends. That's our immigrant. Let it come into our consciousness. Let it be our lead, our leader, our guide, our controller. And don't accept anything else. that is less than the real McCoy. Mary Baker Eddy did a reality check on her own thinking multiple times a day. She said she stopped often to make sure that she was not thinking badly about any event or anything, anyone. Didn't matter what harm they were trying to bring to her. Her responsibility was to have her own thought pure and have love be on an impersonal basis. No personality. Personality comes and goes. An impersonal love is permanent. Doesn't go. It stays. Once we let it become relative, then we better be prepared for ups and downs, because that's all it is. It's a rotation into oblivion. We have a very important choice to make moment by moment. What are we going to do with this thought at the moment? Where did it come from? What is its characteristics? If it cannot be traced back to God and the seven synonyms for God, or rather God, which includes what the qualities of God represent by those seven synonymous terms, then we don't want it. Because that covers all truth. That is certainly what we want to have covered. We don't want to neglect anything that is truth. Our immigrant better be a quality of God, or a new view, an improved view of a quality or an attribute. It's like a big major river that has seven smaller rivers, and those seven smaller rivers have many rivers themselves that break off into various branches. It ends up being altogether the vocabulary of spirit. And that's where our words should come from. In fact, if we want to do serious study, the first thing we do is make sure we have an appreciation of what the words mean that we're studying about. If we don't understand the elements, which are the words, then we're not going to be able to understand the sentence, which includes the words. So word study is one of the first things we should do in our study of the system of divine metaphysics. Deception is one of the key features of mortal mind, or so-called mortal mind. Because as Mary Baker Eddy states, mind is immortal. It's not mortal. So there is, in fact, no real mortal mind. But if we don't do something specific to guard against us being tricked and fooled and deceived by a so-called mortal mind, then we will be a follower, probably blindly, without even realizing it. Mary Baker Eddy says the most difficult thing in the world is to give up the belief of life, truth, and intelligence in matter, because she says that it will fight to the end to survive. And of course, what we need to do is make sure that it is totally executed, the root and all. We must dig down to the very source. And a lot of times it's universal belief. Debbie Klingbeil did some very wonderful research along this line. She's on our website as an author. And she said that there is a belief of a source that is hidden far below the surface that works against spirit. It works against truth and life and love and mind and soul and principle. In other words, so-called human nature works against the well-being of every individual. That's one of the things, at least, that Mary Baker Eddy must be referring to when she says we have to bar our door against thieves and murderers. In her article in Miscellaneous Writings, beginning on page 8, entitled Love Your Enemies, she says, who is thine enemy except what we believe to be our enemy? Well, that is one she's talking about, of which we are conscious of. And we have to also be wary, alert to, awake to the universal belief that we're not aware of. And we have to guard our thought. We have to include in our treatment, whether it is known or unknown, obvious or subtle, apparent or hidden. Treatment and healing is infinite in scope. There is no stopping. There is no boundary on where we must explore and travel and confirm in consciousness. No limit to it. Just like truth is infinite, the deceptive nature of error tries to mock the infinite nature of truth. The four operators of mathematics are add, subtract, multiply, and divide. The four operators of the system of divine metaphysics are the Word, which means, what is God? What are the facts about God and man and the relationship between God and his image, man? The second one is the Christ. The Christ refers to what Mary Baker Eddy says in her article on vision. She says, are you able to focus no matter what comes your way? Well, the Christ means that we need to translate, just like Jesus did. When he saw someone that had a problem, he immediately and automatically converted his thought to the truth about man. And him changing his thought, or rather automatically seeing the perfection of man in his consciousness, was able to heal instantaneously. The third operator is Christianity, and that means practicing and demonstrating what we have learned about what God is and doing the translation in the number two step, or the second operator, which is the Christ, which was just explained. So if we understood number one and number two properly and executed it properly, then we will be able to bring forth the demonstration, which then shows up on the human level. The fourth one is science. And if you refer to page 115 and 116, that tells you what science is all about, because there's four levels. Three of them are mortal mind. And the top level, of course, is the absolute, which is God and man and the relationship between them. 115 to 116, those two pages give you a very, very good review and the structure of what that's all about. If we think about what's in this recording about what an immigrant is, that it's really our consciousness and what are we letting in our border, which was in the prior recording, then we will have our consciousness filled with a variety of immigrants, because it means we let them in our consciousness because they passed the filtering test of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love, of the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite. Those are the tests. If they don't pass those 11 tests, we don't let them in. We must have discipline with our love. We don't invite strangers in that we know nothing about. We must know everything that we can know about anything that we let into our thought. And our thought is our life. As Shakespeare said, nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. What do we want in our thinking? Remember the first one, ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make us free. That's what we want in our thinking, the truth. So we have to find out the truth first. We have to use that discipline. And we start with ourselves, and we end with ourselves. Because Mary Baker Eddy says we will be kept plenty busy if we just take care of our own thoughts, our own consciousness. Because then what we reflect out into the atmosphere of thought will be a positive influence on everyone. And it will have a great positive influence on our every step of our life. It will guide us. It will protect us. And it will heal everything. God is all in all. And there is nothing that exists that is outside of the kingdom of God that is real. Like the actor Kurt Russell said, what is a movie? He said, it's fantasy land. He said, but my life is reality. An unwanted, uninvited immigrant is fantasy land. Or in a dream world, has nothing to do with facts. We want to live in reality. Mary Baker Eddy refused to permit a phone to be installed in her home because that was an avenue for an uninvited immigrant. She barred her door against unwanted, uninvited, unfiltered guests. We must do the same. And we must examine everything that is in our consciousness, everything that is in our house. Our country is our house. we must deport all thoughts and anything related to the thought that is not godlike, so that we have room in our consciousness for more truth, room in our country for more wholesome activities. A wise man saith that one loses their country if they just watch evil and do nothing about it. That is not Christian Science. That is the absence of Christian Science. That is the absence of Christian Scientists. Are we each doing our part? Are we a doer or a watcher? Are we looking for someone else to do it? If so, we will go into oblivion, as prophesied by Mary Baker Eddy. The longest period of dark ages the world has ever known, and we're at the door. What are we going to do? Nothing and let it happen? Or something and live in the kingdom of God? There is nothing but God. God is all in all if we let God be our guide. Otherwise, we are outside of the kingdom of God. Amen.